Hello, my wonderfully human companions. Welcome back to Dane's Delight, the only podcast truly dedicated to the magnificent, majestic, and sometimes mysteriously goofy world of us Great Danes. I'm your host, Yeti, a seasoned connoisseur of couch cushions, an expert in the art of the lean, and a master of the soulful stare. Asterisk today, we're tackling a question that's probably crossed every human's mind at some point. Usually right after I've decided that sit isn't on my agenda for the next 5 to 7 business days. Can you teach old Great Danes new tricks? Now, let's be honest. The saying goes, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And from my perspective, that's, well, it's about 80% convenience and 20% a profound misunderstanding of canine priorities. Especially my priorities. You see, as a distinguished, shall we say, mature Great Dane, I've mastered many, many crucial life skills. These include, but are not limited to, expertly hogging the sofa, perfecting the silent approach to steal a dropped crumb, and of course, the ever-popular Great Dane lean that subtly demands affection. These are tricks, my friends. And I've been perfecting them for years. Why mess with perfection? But to truly answer your question, from the very core of my Great Dane heart, yes. Yes, you absolutely can. It's not about our age, it's about our motivation. And by our motivation, I mostly mean, what's in it for us? Think about it. If you suddenly decided you wanted to learn to juggle flaming torches, would you do it just because someone said juggle? Probably not. But if there was a prime rib dinner at the end of it, or perhaps an unlimited supply of belly rubs? Ah, now we're talking. We Great Danes are smart. Don't let our sometimes sleepy eyes or goofy antics fool you. We absorb everything. We learn routines, we understand tones of voice, we know exactly which cupboard holds the treats. So, if you want to teach an old giant like me something new, make it fun. Make it rewarding. Start small. A new paw target. A different down command. Maybe even teaching us to bring you the remote, though, let's be clear, I reserve the right to forget that one if my show is on. Use high-value treats, cheese, bits of chicken, anything that smells utterly divine. And keep the sessions short and sweet. My attention span, especially for tasks that don't involve napping, is often measured in minutes, not hours. Remember, patience is key. And enthusiasm. We feed off your energy. If you're excited about a new trick, we're much more likely to play along. Even if it's just to get that yummy reward and then flop back down for a well-deserved snooze. So, my dear human companions, don't write off your magnificent senior Danes. We might be a little slower getting up, a little more set in our ways, but our minds are still sharp, and our hearts are still full of love. And hunger, always hunger. We might not perform in a dog show, but we can certainly learn to boop a toy with our nose for a treat. Or, as I've recently discovered, how to subtly nudge a food bowl closer to a human's foot without them noticing it was my idea. That's a new trick, right? So go on, try that new trick. You might be surprised at what an old dog can learn, especially when a delicious reward is involved. For Dane's Delight, this has been your favorite Great Dane, Yeti, reminding you to cherish every moment, every lean, and every goofy, lovable trick with your gentle giant. And don't forget to give your Great Dane an extra big hug and perhaps a special treat from me. Until next time, keep those tails wagging. If you enjoyed today's episode, please sniff out our other episodes and leave us a 5-star review. We love hearing from fellow Great Dane enthusiasts. Until next time, stay safe, stay happy, and keep those tails wagging. This is Yeti, signing off.